Javier, Javier, James, James, yes, pending. This our 33-year-old gentleman comes in today with fever last night, swollen tonsils, neck hurting, some abdominal issues, and palpitation period. In paragraph, he had a high enough fever last night that he was sweating, his heart was beating fast, and he felt terrible period. In paragraph, he has one kid who's sick at home. He doesn't know if she has, if he or she, he has strep throat. Social occasional ETOH, no smoking. He's he works on the oil rig out in the ocean, 120 miles from New Orleans. Is married, has four kids. Medical problems negative, surgical problem negative, allergen none, COVID immunizations, up to date medication, Tylenol, and family history, diabetes, hypertension. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Allergen none, drug allergy, 240 pounds, 98, 99.5, 16, 91, 126 over 78. Heart positive, lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, TMs red. Posterior pharynx red and inflamed. Anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy, severe abdominal discomfort, epigastric area, and right upper quadrant. Assessment number one, suspect strep throat. Number two, strep is pending. Number three, Rosefin 8 gram. Now, next was Decadron 8 milligram. Now, next was Augmentin 875 BID. Next was Medrol dose pack. Next one was echocardiogram, which was done for palpitation. Shows normal heart, possible sleep apnea. He says he does have issues with snoring, and he's a bodybuilder. I'm going to schedule him for a sleep apnea test when next time he's in town. Next time is pharyngitis. Next time is lymphadenopathy. Next time is strep is pending. Next time is abdominal pain. Next time is abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next time is anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Next time is carotid ultrasound is within normal limits in face of vertigo. Next time is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.